This is Ray Hendricks reading What Good Is Heaven for The Quarry, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock. What good is heaven? When my mother dreamed of children, she pictured things in bowls. Beautiful fish gracing over brightly colored stones. Clear water. A bowl of her favorite fruits. Ceramic overflowing pears and tangerines. Blueberries fat with sweet. I have always lived in secret, loved the dark water. I have always been the rough-pocked, bitter pit of peach. I remember being born, or at least the second time, when as a child I stumbled toddling down the steep gravel road, down off the sharp shoulder into a twisting bed of briar, and saw myself split open on the thorns, witnessed what till then had only been inside. Bee balm blossoms on my arms and knees, a secret my body well kept. Even then I tried to bury it, force self back into antonym of self. But dying is not the same as being unborn, and I have never been any good at either. Once it didn't rain for weeks, but I wanted to be a fish so badly I jumped off our pier and broke both ankles in the drought shallow shoals. And smiled that their new angles looked like fins. Once I watched my father stripping dry rotten wood from our porch, and as he pried up the boards, a family of possums hissed like bulbous vampires at the sunlight before they lit out for the edge of the woods, babies bobbing after mother like lures on a troubled lake. Everything is always looking for some new way to disappear. After the porch was fixed, I loosened a board and crawled inside, over and over, each time pretending I was crawling to the bottom of my mother's bowl of dream fruit, something soft and pitless each time I would emerge. In the dark, even the light sliding planks were as large as black eternal sky, beams signaling heaven or the break of dark water to surface, the sun-clear water of day. Even now, I am always searching for something to crawl into, some new way to be born. What good is heaven to me anyway? What good are fish and fruit and day? I'm still the child I always have been, hidden dark beneath the porch, pretending every nail hole is a star.